Things are humming right along in the small village of Woodland, England, and that's the problem. People there say they have been plagued by a mysterious noise, a low-frequency hum that permeates the town in the middle of the night. And Kevin Fail is one of the Woodland residents trying to figure out where that hum is from. Kevin Fail, how does this hum sound?
How does it sound? It's a cross between a hum and a buzz. It sounds electrical. Like an electric generator, electrical wire.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing like that anywhere near her. And it's very hard to impersonate the sound, really.
Oh, try. But
it's like a...
And once you notice it, are you hearing it all the time in the middle of the night now?
Well, I mean, I have tinnitus in one ear and I tend to sleep on my right side. So I hadn't really heard it for a while. And I got it mentioned to us, and I spoke to the wife. And I says, Michelle, like, have you heard this noise? And she said, no, she started laughing, just thinking I was taking a mickey. Well, anyway, about 6-7 hours later, I went to bed. And she just lay down, and she actually jumped straight up. She said, what's that noise? And then we were all over the house trying to find this noise. I mean, the problem is, because where we live, it's extremely quiet. You know, we have one road going through the village. And that's it. So on an evening, it is very quiet here, and sound can travel. I mean, we are... This is an old mining village, and underneath the ground is riddled with, like, empty mine shafts.
Mm-hmm.
It even crossed my mind, maybe it's emanating from below ground. But obviously, these mines got closed in the 50s. So, I mean, it's not like anybody's left that pit lamp on.
Is it the kind of sound that would wake you up in the middle of the night?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you do have people in the village saying they kind of get to sleep for it. I don't agree with that. It's not an irritating sound. If you can imagine, if you're upstairs and you can hear your refrigerator buzzing, it's about as loud as that. But I mean, I have the wife to contend with, and she's irritating enough anyway.
Well, now, let's not get into that, Mr. Fail.
But yeah, well, she won't hear this because this is getting played over there, so I'm happy she's not in it at the minute. But there's been that much interest in it from worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, about 1 o'clock, half past one in the morning, there was like a hippie bus from the 70s pulled up.
Oh, yeah?
And there was like new age sort of... I don't know if they're looking for flying saucers or whatever, but they were like hippies.
They were checking out the hum.
Well, of course, it's attracting strange people.
There have been a number of places around the world that have reported having a similar hum. Sounds like similar to what you're describing. We heard about a hum in New Zealand 5 years ago on this program. There's been a hum in Taos, New Mexico, and it popped up in an episode of The X-Files where a character was plagued by a humming in his ear. Let's take a listen to that show.
Now, ELF fields have been shown to
produce biological effects in human tissue,
inducing electrical currents, altering chemical reactions.
Not to mention that as a potential weapons application, it's been referred to as electrical nerve gas, or maybe behind the so-called Taos hum.
So electrical nerve gas, Mr. Fail, there on the X-Files. Does it seem that way to you?
Ooh, tell you, no. The way I look at this is, Melissa, is that they've tried to find out where it's coming from, and as yet, nobody's found out. There's probably a silly, stupid explanation somewhere down the line. Probably.
Well, Kevin Fail, thanks for talking to us about the mysterious hum there in Woodland, England. And please do let us know if you figure out what it is.
We will do, I promise.
To hear my songs, or I'm humming to myself. Humming to myself. Well, I'm humming to myself. I'm humming to myself.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.